under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hand. It is the only thing that is a sure thing in these last and evil days. It's the only thing that will guarantee you deliverance. It's the only thing that will bear you up when everything else is trying to tear you down. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Once more and again, we greet you today in that matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Certainly we do thank and praise God for being able to be coming into your homes or your cars or your places of business or wherever you are at this time listening to the sound of my voice. You're in touch with the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. To be exact, we're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. We are the noisy church that's on the air, yes? Amen. Whenever you hear this broadcast coming to you from Exodus, you can always remind yourself, it's that noisy church on the air again. Why do we make a whole lot of noise? For one reason, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Another reason is because he's done so much for us. Amen. We just got to make a noise and praise him for all that he's done for us. Praise God. I tell you, let me put it this way. If somebody walked up and handed you $1 million cash in your hand, you wouldn't stand there and just say, oh, thank you. I appreciate what you've done. And no, you'd be jumping and acting a fool and cutting up and doing, you have all kind of flips and flops and everything because you're glad that somebody done gave you $1 million. So what we have today is Jesus Christ, and he's worth more than $1 million. And that's why we make all this noise, because he's been so good to us. He's saved us. He's healed our bodies. He's delivered us from sin. He set us free from the cares of this life. And we cast everything on him. And therefore, we're free, free in Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to give the Lord a hand clap on today for that. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we invite you, friends, wherever you are listening to the sound of this radio broadcast, we invite you to come on down here to Exodus. We don't mind praising God. We love to give God the praise. We love God to praise his name. We love God so much that we just all the time got a praise on our lips. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And that's what we're all about. We're continually praising God for his goodness unto us and for his mercy unto us. Amen. Wherever you are, we're going to believe God for a miracle in your life. Jesus Christ is a healer. Amen. If you can stretch out on faith and trust him, he will heal your body. Some of you are sick and suffering today. Some of you don't know what to do. Some of you, the doctors have given you up and told you there's no hope for you. Told you that it's all over for you. Told you that go home and set your papers in order. Call the undertaker and get him ready to come get you. But listen, my friends, why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer. And he's able to heal your body right where you are. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got cancer. Jesus Christ is a healer. Well, Brother Lawrence, I got sugar diabetes. My sugar's way out of whack and it's up to 400 and 500 and 600. Jesus Christ can bring that sugar down. We were listening at our Mother Millicent here at Exodus as she was testifying earlier today in testimony service how being on the fast that we were on, God brought that sugar down, and she'd been writing it in a journal, and when she went back to the doctor, they are so amazed that her sugar's down in the 100s. Amen. Praise God. Down 190, all down and through there. Normal blood sugar. God can do it, my friends. He can heal your body of that sugar diabetes. You don't have to keep sticking yourself with needles and taking all those pills and things when Jesus Christ can regulate the sugar that's in your blood. Some of you today have high blood pressure and you're suffering with headaches and you're about to have a stroke. Jesus Christ can bring your pressure down. You can bring that pressure down to normal. You need it to come down. Why do I need it to come down, Brother Lawrence? Because when your pressure is high, it can mess up your kidneys, mess up your heart, mess up your mind. God can bring that pressure down on today. We're getting ready to pray for you wherever you are. Under the sound of my voice, Jesus Christ is right there where you are. And Pastor Staten is getting ready to pray for you and believe God for a miracle in your life. Touch the radio right now as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. And let's believe God for a miracle today. Are you suffering with asthma? Some of you can hardly breathe. Some of you have emphysema and you can hardly breathe. Some of y'all are even on an oxygen tank and you can't go nowhere without that tank saddled to your side. Jesus Christ can clear up your lungs and he can straighten out your lungs so that you'll be able to breathe freely. Some of you have irreversible lung damage and you're just waiting to take your last breath. But I'm a living witness that Jesus Christ can heal your lungs. My son was in the hospital and the doctors had given him up. Said he had irreversible lung damage, scarring on his lungs and everything. But God gave him a set of new lungs. They don't have to use no oxygen tank, breathing on his own, walks and going to work every day now. Because the prayer of faith was prayed for him. And Jesus Christ healed his body. That's why I ask you, my friends, why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Listen, ain't no need to go into an untimely grave when you can live. Jesus Christ wants you to live. And if you can just muster up a mustard seed of faith and believe God today, God can turn you around from death's door. Let's believe God today for that miracle. It is no secret. What God? What he done for others, he'll do for you. With eyes wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret. What he done for others, he's going to do it for you today. He'll do for you. When his arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God. Well, Brother Lawrence, a disease called lupus. It is no secret what God can do. multiple sclerosis. Yeah, pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. Whatever your disease is, God can heal it. What he done for others. Touch that radio right now. I'm getting ready to pray. He'll do. Know that there's nothing too hard for you to handle. There's nothing that you can't do. Lord, we know today that if we can just come to you in faith and believe you for the miracle today, that miracle will be produced. Now, dear Jesus, we ask you to look down upon these that are under the sound of my voice. Some are sick and suffering and ailing. Lord, they've been to the doctors, and the doctors can't get them well. The doctors have done everything they can do. They've done everything that's known to medical science to do for these individuals. But Lord, they just can't get them well. But Jesus, you're able to turn things around. You're able to heal these sick bodies. We ask you today, look down upon them right now. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock the devil out. Cast out devils. Cast out demons, Lord. Jesus, drive Satan away. Satan, we command you by the power of the Almighty God. Come on out of here. I said, Satan, come on out of here. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose your hold. Take your hands off of these sick bodies right now. Lord Jesus, touch them everywhere. Make them every bit whole from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Lord, some are suffering with dire pain. Move the pain, Lord God. Move the misery, Lord God. Move the arthritis, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, show your divine power. Lord, let them begin to feel better this very same hour. And oh God, as they go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed at what you've done in these lives today. We thank you now, Lord, for healing these bodies. We thank you, Lord, for making them every whole. And we count it done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's it, my friends. The prayer of faith has been prayed for you. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And now I admonish you to get up and thank the Lord. Thank him for what he's done.
Yes, Lord.
Thank him for healing your body.
Thank
him for delivering you.
Thank
him for setting you free. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if you thank him, when you look around, you'll see you got just what you wanted from the Lord. You'll be able to say, got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted. Got just what I wanted from the Lord.
Got
bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Remember, friends, you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Yes, Lord.
Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
And we're making a noise over here because we want folks to come just like they did on that day of Pentecost. When they heard the noise, they came running from everywhere to see what was going on about that noise. Praise God. And we thank God today, amen, that we got a noise over here that will draw attention to the metropolis. Somebody say amen. God bless you now. Remember, friends, we invite you to come and be with us in service here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. We look forward to seeing you come on in and be in the service of the Lord. Amen. And come on and rejoice with us. We're always glad to see God's people come in the house of prayer and be with us. Once again, we're holding services here in Brooklyn, New York at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street, and that's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. Come on by. We're praying for the sick in each one of our services as well. We invite you to come on down. Now, you are out of town. You might be in the city somewhere where there's a church near you. We can tell you of some churches. Amen. If you're in Roselle, New Jersey, there's a church over there that you can go to. It's the Community Church of Faith, located at 1212 Morris Street, and that's near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. Those of you who are in Gary, Indiana, the Wonder Working Word Church is located at 2421 Ralston Street near West 25th Avenue, and that's where Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. You are up in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. Up in Syracuse, New York, the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. Pastor Phyllis Lee is the pastor there. Amen. And also in Chicago, the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, right off of Madison Street. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. You are down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. We invite you to write us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, and the zip code is 10002. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Write us this week, send us your prayer request, amen, and we'll pray for you. And we also ask that if you can, write and send in a donation to help us keep with these radio broadcasts on these various radio stations. Also, we invite you to write and send in for the Moments of Liberation pamphlet. It's a free pamphlet that we have. We put out, it's got testimonies in there. It's got the Word of God and encouragement there. And you need to get a copy of this to read and increase your faith with. And it's called the Moments of Liberation pamphlet, Volume 1. And if you'll write this week and say, Brother Lawrence, send that to me. Send me that pamphlet. It doesn't cost nothing. All you have to do is write me and say, send it to you. And I'll be glad to send it to you. And if you can, we don't say you have to, but if you can, send a donation to help keep it in print. Amen. Whatever you can send to help keep it in print will be greatly appreciated. If you don't have nothing to send, that's okay. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Again, that's the Moments of Liberation pamphlet. Also, our radio broadcast, we want to remind you that you can hear our radio broadcast anytime through the week. We're on Facebook, and you can go to our Facebook page, the Exodus Healing Temple, and that's on Facebook. And once you get to that page, you'll see my picture there. You can click on the broadcast. Every week we change it and put the new one on there. That's on the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple Facebook page. Exodus Healing Temple is how you pull it up. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast at any time that you so desire through the week. Also, we're on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com. And you just look for Exodus Healing Temple or Lawrence Staton and pull it right up, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on there. We also have a CD out that has many of the songs that you hear singing on the broadcast, plus the Word of God topic and title, Have You Got It, like the Bible says. If you'd like to have a copy of that CD, and if you'll send us a total of $13, we'll get you that CD in postage page and two-day delivery. That's how we send it out so that you'll get it right away. That's the CD entitled, Have You Got It Like the Bible Says. That's the message that's on there and the songs that we sing on the broadcast. A lot of those songs are on that CD. Send for it to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. I want to go to the 19th chapter of St. Matthew's. That's Matthew, St. Matthew's, the 19th chapter. And we want to look at the 23rd through the 26th verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading in St. Matthew's, the 19th chapter, the 23rd through the 26th verse. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let's stop right there. You know, so many folks have this twisted. They feel like rich people can't go to heaven. Jesus never did say that a rich man could not go to heaven. He said it would be hard for him to get in heaven. Why is it hard for him to get there? Because he trusts his money quicker than he will trust God. Because he's got his mind on the things that he has, his assets, and what he has in his possession. He'll fall back on those quicker than he will falling back on God. And that's why the Lord said it's hardly for him. It's hard for him to get there. But he didn't say that a rich man couldn't get in heaven. He said a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And 24th verse says, And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter in the kingdom of God. When I was a little boy and heard this scripture, all I could picture was a camel trying to go into the eye of a sewing needle, because that's what I thought it was. And I said, my Lord, that's impossible for a great big old camel, because some people can't even hardly see to get the thread through the needle. Forget about a big old camel going through that needle. But thank God, as I got old and studied in the Word, I found out that this, what Jesus was talking about, was the gates in Jerusalem. They had gates in Jerusalem. And at nighttime, they would close the gates, and only a small doorway would be open for people to come in and out. And those travelers that would come with camels late at night, the camels would have to kneel down to crawl through this doorway that was open, and it would be very difficult for the camel to get through there with all that stuff they had laden on the camel. So that's what Jesus gave an example of. He said, for a rich man to get in heaven, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. With all the struggle that that camel has to do, it's even easier for the camel to get through the eye of a needle or through that gate than for a rich man to enter in the kingdom of God. 25th verse says, when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? Well, Lord Jesus, the way you done put this here, Lord, can't nobody be saved. You can't be saved if you're poor. You can't be saved if you're rich. And can't nobody get through? And the question here that comes up to mind is, why would the disciples say, who then can be saved, like everybody was rich? Everybody wasn't rich. There was a whole lot of poor folks that was around the disciples and Jesus. But the disciples had their mind focused on materialistic things at that time. So quite naturally, the question comes up, who then can be saved? If we have money, if we have things to take care of ourselves, if we have means of providing for ourselves, and it's hard for us to get in heaven, who in the world, who can be saved behind all that? 26th verse, Jesus gave them the answer. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And that's what I want to tell you today. God can. No matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what situation you're in, God can. You can't get it straightened out. You can't change it. You can't turn it around. You can't fix it, but God can. Some of you today are so far down in the dumps, you have to look up to see down. That's how far down you are. But God can bring you up out of that. God can establish your going. Some of you today, you've got situations that's going on. Your life is messed up. You're in sin and degradation, and you don't know what to do. You're drinking, you're smoking, you're gambling, you're partying, you're running around, you're doing some of everything, and you can't get yourself straightened out, but God can. He gave the opportunity for you to be saved. Hallelujah. And he says, all you got to do is repent. Be godly, sorry for the wrongs you've done. Repent of your sin and get baptized in Jesus' name. And then he'll take care of the rest. He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. He'll clean your life up. He'll wash you whiter than snow. He'll straighten out your life where you won't be going to the bars and to the taverns and to the nightclubs and to the gambling places. Oh, my friends, he'll keep you out of that woman's house that you're not married to. He'll keep you out of that man's house that you're not married to. He'll stop you from shooting up dope. He'll stop you from smoking crack. He'll stop you from doing all things that are contrary to life. You can't do it, but God can. Some of you today are sick and suffering, and you just can't get well. You done been to doctor after doctor, and you've taken all sorts of medicine. You even done tried the natural herbs, and you're still sick. You can't get yourself well, but God can. Today I admonish you to turn to Jesus Christ. Turn to him and let him fix it. Turn to him and let him turn things around for you, because you can't do it, but God can. Jesus said, with man, it is impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. He's able to do more than you can ask or think. He's able to solve your problem. He's able to fix it for you. He's able to turn it around for you. Give it to him. God can do it. No, you can't fix it. Hallelujah. In fact, Jesus one time said, in his word, he said, how many of you can grow a hair on your head? How many you can count them? Praise God. Even if you're bald head, you still can't count the little notches that's up there. Hallelujah. But God can. God knows your troubles. God knows your woes. God knows what you're facing. God knows what's down the road for you. You don't know it, but God does. And therefore, God can fix your situation. God can straighten out your home. Some of you are having so much trouble at home. Your marriage is falling apart. Amen. But God can straighten out your marriage. Make your wife do right. Make your husband do right. God can. Some of you have been fussing and fighting amongst one another. Can't get it right, but God can make it straight for you. Some of you have family members that you haven't spoken to. You're arguing and you're fussing and you're fighting and you can't stand one another, and there's so much hatred amongst you as family members. And it seems like you try to be the peacemaker, but you just can't get peace to come in there. You can't do it, but God can. I come today to tell you, my friends, God can do anything but fail. What you've tried to fix, God can fix it. Sometimes when you're trying to fix it, you make it worse. But like the song says, take your hand off of it and let God do it. Let God fix it. Let God take care of it. Jesus is willing to solve all of your problems. If you're heavy laden and burdened down, he's saying, come to